What's poppin', icons, and happy Women's History Month. Happy March, happy springtime. I freaking love the spring. Although I consider myself a summer baby, I really am a springtime girl, okay? My birthday's June 6th, so I'm right there on the cusp in my mind, okay? I am Regal Cartier, and I am not here to play, and I want to welcome back, you beautiful icons, to Stay Regal Radio. I appreciate your energy, your support, and all of the engagement that y'all have been giving to the pod. Now, get a little bit comfy, snuggle in, while I bring y'all in the right way. Regal me, baby. Regal me, baby. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, baby. Y'all, let's jump into episode 34. This episode is going to be a little unique because, baby, we are taking off the training wheels and we're going to do this Rants and Revelation style, okay? With it being March and everything is blooming, everything is becoming what it has been waiting to become throughout the other seasons, right? I just feel like Rants and Revelations is something that I've been cultivating, honestly, for a very long time, not even seasons, it's been years. And I just really, really want to activate in it. And I know for the last couple of months, I've been more so planning things out, which definitely still a vibe, still want to be intentional with the content. But I just really want to speak what's on my heart and really give it to you guys how it's been given to me. So let's talk about it. This week, what's really been coming up to me is, what seeds have you been planting? What seeds have you planted in the previous season that are about to bloom? What in you have you planted? What in your environment have you planted? What in your businesses, in your mindset, right? In your circle of influence, what seeds have you planted that are about to bloom? Because the season is here. The time is now for, you know, everything to come out of hibernation, for the sun to feel a little bit closer, for that warmth to radiate on your skin. The birds are chirping more. The bees are coming back, right? We got flowers sprouting up. It was so dope. The other day, I was staying out in the country and I was recently just moved out of my roommate's house. The other day, I went over there in a field that was just, I don't want to say barren, but it definitely was not in its full form. It wasn't flourishing. I went back a day and a half later and there was nothing but yellow flowers riddled throughout like half of an acre. And I'm like, damn, that happened quick. There was not one flower there yesterday. And it was just a testament. And it was just like a message to me, like, it's going to happen quick. It's going to happen quick, right? So things that may have seemed dead or didn't have life or were cold and barren just last night or just a week ago or just a month ago, just last year, are going to be prosperous and abundant with flowers that smell sweet, right? That it's going to be a space where people want to come to and just relish and be in awe of the beauty, right? Now the bees are going to come and drink this beautiful nectar and pollen and all that good jazz. And everything's just going to be surrounding these things, right? These projects. You know, if you've been planting seeds of healing and self-worth and understanding who you are and your power and walking in your divinity, like we've been talking about on the pod in the last couple of weeks, baby, it is our time to glow, to shine, and to be activated. And I'm just super excited because when I look back on the last couple of months, right, on the seeds that I have been planting and I've been in reflection, I'm extremely proud of myself for the accomplishments that I've made. And when I really think about it, even in the last year, or shit, more than a year, sometimes I could get so down in the nitty-gritty details that I forget to often take a step back and look at the big picture, right? To look at the grand scheme of my life, where I've been, the motion, the bigger plan, and that's in motion for my life and for the greater good of everybody that's in contact with me. And I could just look at the small things. And so I've really been reminded to take a step back and look at everything that I've been planting, the seeds of my life. And so I'll go right now to the smaller portion of it since like December. Now, if you guys have been following me or with me for the last couple of months, you know that in December, I started the 31 Days of Self-Love Challenge for myself. It was going to be my first solo holiday season and Christmas, and I knew it was going to be challenging for me. And it was extremely challenging. I went through so many different waves and ups and down, and, you know, my nervous system being extremely triggered to, you know, triggering my fucking self to learning how to self-soothe and not self-destruct. And thankfully, doing that challenge of pouring into myself and vocalizing and realizing the ways in which I love myself and what I love about who I am gave me the energy to continue through that month. Because when I tell you, it was so trying, right? But doing that challenge also showed me that, okay, one of the things that I've been trying to get a grasp on is consistency. And I also realized that with that not having consistency, and that's being something I have to work on, when I'm not consistent to a very strict and rigid timeline, I beat myself up, right? So much to the point that I don't even want to get back on track. So that challenge showed me how to be consistent, right? One, it also told me what I need to do. Take the goals that you have, break that down into a nice, chewable, sizable goal, and then break that down into smaller steps, right? That way, it doesn't feel super daunting. It doesn't feel overwhelming. Like, damn, how can I ever complete this? How can I ever get this done? If you guys hear anything in the background, please forgive me. But we are just rolling with where we are and where we are in this season. And we're getting shit done. So if you hear background noises, it is what it is. And getting these goals down into sizable, manageable steps that I can control. And then also that challenge taught me to give myself grace, because even though I have goals, right, and things that I'm maintaining, things that I want to accomplish, things I want to pour into this world, I also am a divine being having a human experience. And that comes with life situations, human emotions. And so if I don't get everything out exactly on the timeline or at the deadline, it's okay. I don't need to beat myself up. I don't need to tear myself down. I don't have to make myself feel like a freaking lowlife or a loser, right? Because there's still time. There is still time. But there's no time to fucking waste. So yes, maybe you didn't get it on your deadline. Maybe you needed to extend the deadline a little bit longer. Let's not wait till the next week, though. We're getting shit done still in a timely fashion. Also, what it showed me is that I have been looking so far into the future that it hasn't allowed me the moment to be present in the present now. Because really, what is tomorrow but a possibility at best? And so a lot of the times I wasn't getting things done and accomplished because I would be so bogged down in like, well, I don't have this, and like, this is going on, and I don't have the money to do that, and I don't have this, and I don't have that, instead of looking at the solutions, right? And so I've been able to keep up with the goals that I had in mind little by little. I got that challenge done, and I started the new year. I knew I wanted to make sure I get back on this podcast. Every single week, I've released an episode. I know I wanted to do that. I wanted to start getting my monthly newsletter out, the icon issue. I've been able to do that. I did that for the first month of the year. I've done it for the second month of the year. And now we are in the third month of the year. And I'm proud of myself because I did what I said I was going to do. And I know some people who have been following me for a long time, you guys have had maybe the pleasure or not so pleasurable opportunity to see me start projects, self-sabotage, not believe in myself, start again and stop again. And, you know, maybe some people laughed at it. Maybe some people secretly prayed for me and cheered me on. Some people basically, not even basically, have reached out and told me, hey, keep going. I love what you're doing. I see your light. Let's not stop. And for you beautiful fucking souls, thank you so much, because those encouragement, those words of encouragement and God's grace and whispers like, baby, don't stop, have allowed me to be here right now, because I knew that no matter what I was going through, it wasn't for nothing. And it wasn't just for me. Y'all know I'm a church girl at heart. And you might be listening to my stuff like, girl, what the hell are you talking about? But honestly, I am a church girl at heart. I grew up in the church. I love God. And I just believe that God is different than what I was conditioned to believe. So I'm sharing the love of God and the power of God in a different way, right? And I really feel like I am starting to bloom and use my gifts and my divinity in the ways that feel great to me. It was just 11-11. Not only that, it feels more impactful, right? For so long, I was coming before everybody in this prepackaged caricature of who I am. I was trying to be what everybody needed and wanted me to be so that people would not leave me and would not abandon me. And then I would get so pissed off when those closest to me would see me not be so strong, not be the ray of sunshine, not be the anchor that they needed. And they couldn't see me that I have more to me than just that side of me. There's more to me than what you need from me. But what were you showing then? How were you operating, you know? And in getting closer and really just learning who I am on my self-discovery, my self-awareness, my self-acceptance, I'm on this quest to self-mastery, right? There's so many different journeys that you take on, you know? I know I started my journey with a self-love journey, but it turned into so many different journeys, because when people say there's levels to it, I think that's what it means. Like, yeah, you're on your self-love journey. And then you're like, well, how the hell can I love myself if I don't even know who the fuck I am? So boom, now you're on your self-discovery journey, right? And then you're on your unlearning journey. And you're on so many different journeys, right? And I said all that to say, going on that journey has allowed me to not hold any more in animosity toward the people who couldn't truly see me, because I didn't truly see myself, right? And I wasn't being real with them, just like they weren't being real with me. And so, yeah, I can hold a grudge and be so angry that things worked out the way they did. But baby, I am so freaking happy that God's plan is not my plan. That what I wanted for my life isn't how it was supposed to be. Because where I am now, there's so much freedom. And I'm so grateful. I didn't even know I was going to get emotional, but there's a freedom that I've only ever dreamed about. I remember going through therapy, and the last couple of years, and my therapist asked me to write about a time that I truly felt free. And I could not answer. I could not answer the question. I thought about my life, and I never felt free. And that is no way for any of us to live. And I know so many of us live in the shackles of this mental and emotional prisons that we put ourselves in the confines of our comfort zones, right? Because we're so afraid to step out, to break out of the mold, to break out of that box, to break out of these loveless relationships, these stagnant jobs, these toxic family relations. We're so afraid to break free and do something different because we don't know what's on the other side of it. But that is why you may feel like a barren field with no growth, right? You feel like you're not blooming. You're watching all these things happen around you and you're like, when is it gonna be my turn? And it's gonna be your turn when you decide it's gonna be your turn. Because everything that you want, the person that you wanna be, the life that you want, you have everything already within you to make it happen. But it wasn't until I just decided, I have to choose me this time. I have to choose me this time. And it hurt, and I felt bad about the situation that I had to leave, about the decisions that I had to make, about the people that I had to leave in order to choose me. I felt horrible at first. But I would not change or make a different decision feeling what I feel today. Knowing God the way that I do today, knowing myself the way that I do today, I could not make a different decision. And I've planted seeds of freedom. I've been praying for freedom for so long. I have been praying to see myself the way God sees me. I have been praying for a love that would never leave me. I have been praying to be able to use whatever God put only on the inside of me that was not put in anybody else, to let it be activated. And I know that even though I'm not where I want to be just yet, that I am on the right fucking path and that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And the beautiful thing about it is that even when you are trying to make things happen and it's not for you, if you're tapped in, right, it just won't work. So I've been out of Arizona for almost a year now. And that is just crazy to say because, and even that in of itself is like a testimony, right? I spent the last 17 years, 18 years in Arizona, not happy with where I was, wanting to leave, wanting to break free, not knowing where to go, not knowing how I was going to make it happen. And I left Arizona really with nothing, but knowing I was on my way to heal myself, to save myself. And cut to last week, I was going to go back, right? Tie up some loose ends, get a job and all that good thing. And I was supposed to leave Friday. Thursday night at 11:30, my tire blew. And I mean, like, my tire shredded. And I was in the middle of the country. I'm in Texas now, so I'm in the middle of the country. I'm about 30-40 miles from where I live. I don't have anybody out here that I can call, text to help me fix this, right? And I'm like, damn. And let me just tell y'all the story. So it's 11:30. I pull up. I'm doing Uber, DoorDash. I pull up to this customer's house, and then ding, the tire pressure light comes on. I said, damn, I need to go get some air. I said, okay, cool. I get out the car with their food and I hear shh from my tire. I'm like, oh shit, wait a minute. We're losing air rapidly. So I hurry up, run over there real quick, put their food down, take a picture. By the time I get back in the car, we're flat, we're on rim. And I'm just like, shit. So I Google real quick. I look up how far I am from a Circle K. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just go into the Circle K. I'm going to try to put some air in this tire. And I'm going to just beg somebody to put this spare on for me or try to figure it out myself. But I'm nervous about getting, I have an SUV. And I'm like, damn, I'm so nervous about getting under that car, not knowing if I really lifted it up the right way. So all these things are playing through my mind. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I don't know. So I'm trying not to panic. And I flip the car around and it's just doot, doot, doo-doo, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, damn, I ain't even got a little cup buddy I could call or nothing to come fix this for me. But God. So I'm chunking along down the street and my phone chimes like a text message. I look over, it's DoorDash, and it's the customer that I just delivered food to. They say, hey, I heard your tire when my girlfriend went and got the food. I think you're on a flat. And I was like, oh my God, I am. And I was like, oh, my tire's flat. And he goes, well, go ahead and turn around and I'll put some air in it. And I'm like, nah, like my tire is shredded, like it's gone. And I'm like, can I please pay you to put my donut on for me? And he was like, yeah, turn around, I got you, like I'll do it. So I turn back around, I'm chugging, y'all, when I tell you it's so loud, I didn't know how I was gonna get to Circle K. His neighbor came outside, was like, damn, where's the fireworks, like? And I'm just like, oh my goodness. So he gets the donut out, and God bless you, TJ. He gets the donut out and he's like, oh, like your donut's, it's flat and it's old. Let me pump that up first. He takes the tire off. He pumps air in all my other tires. He changes it for me, refuses to take any money. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'm like, thank you so much. I was like, I really don't know what I would have done without you. And he was like, hey, like, that's what we're all here for. We're all here to help each other and just be able to do this. It's like, I'm grateful that I was able to help you. And I was just like, man, I appreciate you. And so he didn't let me pay him, but he did tell me about his business. So he makes homemade jerky. And his business is Cow Raisin Jerky on Facebook. He does barbecue, catering, and he makes jerky. So if y'all would please check him out, TJ, he's a hell of a guy. Him and his lady were so cool and so nice to me. I really appreciate you guys very much. So, change the tires. So the next day, I'm going to go get that tire change, right, and see how much it is. And they're like, ma'am, nah, you need 3 tires. And I'm like, wait, what? You, what do you mean 3 tires? And I have an SUV. Dora's a big girl, okay? She's got a big butt. I drive a lot. I do DoorDash, Uber Eats. I've been traveling all on these Texas roads and stuff. Like, and before that, I got her in Oklahoma. Like, I've been traveling, you know? So I'm like, damn. But I'm pissed because I just got 2 tires, 2 back tires in like November or December. So I'm like, I should not need 3 tires. But I'm telling y'all all this to say, my plan was to wholeheartedly move for it, go back to Arizona. And in my mind, I had a job out there, tie up these loose ends, go through my storage, get things figured out, and then go back on the journey. But I've been in a standstill because that wasn't supposed to happen. And if it was supposed to happen, it wasn't supposed to happen in the way in which I was making it happen, right? So even if you have a plan and it messes up, a lot of the times we could be so frustrated, so down, like, oh my God, like, look at this. Like, and I could be down on myself, like, oh my gosh, you don't have the money to get the oil change you need and all 3 tires and the gas and the food or whatever to make this trip. I can't believe you. I'm so down on you. I could be so disappointed in myself, right? But I'm not. I promise you I'm not. You know, I could be so mad, like, damn, I was supposed to do this and I was supposed to do this and nothing's working out. All this shit's happening to me. I can't believe it. And this is exactly how I used to be back in the day. Like, I would have been calling myself a fuck up, like, you broke me this, you can't do that. Like, I would have been talking shit. I would have been mad at everybody. If people couldn't help me, I would have been mad at the people who couldn't help me. Like, it would have just been a totally, like, victim mentality, right? Scarcity mentality. But I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not supposed to leave yet. Cool. All right, so what do I do now? Asking God. You know, talking to my ancestors. What do I do? What should I? Okay, just relax. Okay, cool. Oh, go do some DoorDash, make the money. Okay, bet. Let me do that. And I'm just relaxed, cool, calm, collected. And when I tell you that the help that I needed came to me, there are people that were just like, oh, this is what you're doing. Do you need any help? Do you need anything? It came to me. I've been in what I needed to supplement. I've been able to work and get, right? Job offers are coming in here. Like, things are working out as they should be, right? I've been growing a community on TikTok. So if you're not following me, you really should. Regal Me Baby. And I made a goal this week to go live every single day, and I've been consistent with that live. And yesterday was Free Flow Friday, so I dropped my Red Ruby the Sleeves verse. And from that, I've been really like looking for like a team and a squad, and just to like help with everything that I've been going through, like with different rollouts and music and all my creative endeavors, right? And everyone's like, well, oh, well, I sing, I do this, and oh, I do interludes, and I'm doing this, and okay, and now they geek, now they like Icon Squad, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, everything's happening as it should, y'all. And I'm just so grateful for this journey that I've been on, allowing myself to plant the seeds, to nurture myself, to focus on my wellness, and not to just see myself, shout out to the Queen Po, as a big gaping wound, right? She teaches us that if we just focus on our wounds, we'll always feel like we need to heal. But if you focus on what brings you wellness, what brings you peace, you will see that you are well, right? And so it's just about shifting your perspective. Shift your perspective, icons. If you feel like nothing good ever happens to you, nothing good will ever happen to you. If you feel like your life is always on the spin cycle, it will always be on the spin cycle, right? The book, The Alchemist, and I don't have the specifics, but I know there's this part in there, and it says, if something happens once, it will surely happen again. But that's because we believe that that shit will happen, you know? We sometimes manifest it, because we're always manifesting. We're always manifesting, but you just got to be mindful of what version of yourself you're manifesting from. When I learned that, man, it was like something just went off, like a light bulb went off in me, like, oh shit. And I looked around my life at that point in time when I got that message, and everything that kept my lower self happy, I was consumed around it. I had an abundance of that in my life, right? But I want more. And so I realized that I had to do the work to be free of my lower self. She served her purpose. She's gotten me to where I needed to be. But she can't stay here anymore, because it is time for me to bloom. It is time for me to become the highest version of myself. It is time for me to step in and step up and to elevate. You got to go deep within yourself. That's how you elevate. To go higher, you must go deeper. As above, so below. You got to figure out what the hell's below so that you can get higher. Now, y'all, this one is a little bit long. It's a little bit long. So I'm not going to let it get to 30 minutes. But back in, I want to say this is like 2020 or 2021. I just wrote this little poem, and it's been coming up. So it's called Bloomed. And I just want to share with you guys, Bloomed. I am the flower that bloomed from the tree. I am the flower that bloomed from underneath. With the guidance of all the pain and rain, I bloomed to be the prettiest me. So when you're in that dark place, right? Like I just said about going deep, figuring out what the darkness wants to teach you so you can elevate. When you're in that dark place and you feel like you're stuck, you're being planted. And when you're planted, you have all this dirt on top of you, right? And you feel nasty and you want to get out. You want to take a shower. You want to see what's coming. But it's just not that time. So allow the rain and the pain of being in that silence and in that solitude allow you to get clear about who you are, what you are, and where you want to go. Allow God to speak to you. Clear all the fucking clutter out your life. Clear all the noise out and get connected to you and God. Your angels, your spirit team, your ancestors, get connected. And then start listening, start implementing, start practicing the things that make you better. Start doing that. And baby, because when it's time to bloom and it's time to activate, oh baby, it's go time. And if y'all don't know, 2024, This is the year for me to show up and show out. But not on no egotistical shit. I mean, I will be walking around as a badass bitch. But I want to show up and show out in my divinity. I want to show up and show out in what God has called me to do. I want to show up and show out and use this voice. I've been talking my whole life, but I want to talk about something meaningful, something expressive, something that allows other people to come into their wellness, to come into their power. And I don't give a fuck who feel away about it anymore. Ain't no holding back. It's go time. It's icon season. Okay. So, rant and revelations. I hope you got something from it. I ain't editing this episode, baby. We putting it out just like this. Okay. I want y'all to remember, I love y'all. Please stay true. Do you, and fuck self-doubt, y'all. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Icons, if you like today's episode, please make sure you are tapped into our IG and our YouTube channel, all at Regal Me Baby TV. Make sure you go over to the TikTok. We got everything popping over there, from tarot readings to makeup. Also, we'll be showing custom designs and just talking and chopping it up on live, and really just getting to know each other, building a community of like-minded people. It's icon season, baby. Let's go. You can be on the TikTok at Regal Me Baby. Drop the TV, but everything else is the same. Podcast is Stay Regal Radio. And I just want you to know, I love y'all again. I'm never gonna stop saying it. Thank y'all for riding with me. And baby, let's get it. It's go time, baby. Show up and show out. Peace.